This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I see on the call board, live from Australia, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, we asked for prayers for you. Are they working?
Yes. I'll tell you what happened. I didn't show up to the bogus kangaroo court appearance today. I sent a letter instead. I actually, on Facebook Messenger, I don't normally use it, but I used Facebook Messenger to send you a copy of the letter that I sent to the court. So if you want to post that on USA Prepares site, of course, that's quite all right. They didn't come and get me. The police car, the normal regular scheduled police car pass, who's been going past, as far as I can tell, even before we moved on to this block, went past this afternoon and didn't even slow down, didn't stop, didn't come and get me. There is a way of handling these guys, but it's very, very specific of what you have, of how you have to behave and what you have to do. And, so anyway, I'm still out and about in the universe. I just thought I would call up the program and let the class know.
I'm delighted that you still have freedom. Gwyneth, let's spend tomorrow's broadcast talking about the way you need to do things, and I will share a little bit more detail with our class about the Missouri Department of Revenue's attack on the Fennelli family. So that's tomorrow's broadcast, okay?
Okay, that's great. That's all I wanted to say.
Great.
I'll probably listen to the rest of the broadcast on, Rod Gibson's channel tomorrow. I have no idea what you've been talking
about. Sounds good to see. Okay. Well, yeah. we'll see you on the air tomorrow. Thank you so much, Gwyneth. I'm glad you're okay.
That's quite all right. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. That's Gwyneth Isaacs, USA Prepares instructor. Live from Australia. It looked like the police were planning to arrest her, and that was the message I got over the weekend. And it looks like they decided not to. Good. Good. Well, Captain John Reagan, I wanted to share this with our class. It's pretty serious. There was an unprovoked systematic attack on our family by the state of Missouri Department of Revenue. And it got escalated all the way to the general counsel's office. And they were demanding that we pay them $35,000 in unpaid Missouri state sales tax and also $65,000 for a different year. So for 2 years, $35,000 plus $65,000 or $100,000 in round numbers. Non-payment of state sales tax was their claim. And we received letters, and they said that we would have to go to a hearing and look like there would be a trial. And the more they demanded from us, the more I resisted giving information to them. I demanded to know who our accusers were. I demanded to know exactly what these sales were and exactly what comprised this $100,000. And the more I demanded, the more they demanded, and the more they wanted all of our emails, and then they'll never get them. And they wanted all sales records. And, you know, I have all that information. I do. And I mentioned on the air that many times that we've been audited many times. And we have always prevailed. Always. And the reason we always prevail is we use their rules. We use their rule book. We write in the margins. We print them out. And I read their rules very, very carefully. It takes me a long time to prepare our taxes. Mrs. Finelli and I prepare our taxes very carefully using their rules. And we take it to the letter. And when you have to interpret, we interpret. And we write what our interpretation means at the time we take the deductions. And for those of you who remember, I have traveled around the country teaching a seminar on how you can start your own business and take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. And we take the same tax deductions the wealthy take. They're there for you to use. You can get them printed. They're in Publication 17, IRS.gov, Publication 17. I stopped teaching that seminar, probably because I thought I was wasting my time. I would talk and talk and talk about how to do it, but I hardly think anybody would do it. They'd listen, they'd smile, and they'd go, yep. But I don't believe anybody followed our plan, our information, what I told them. It's too hard. It's way too hard. You have to think. So I stopped doing it. But I have been audited at least when I was a real estate investor, at least 10 times. State, federal. So I know what it's like. And I'm always ready for audits. I'm ready because I use their rules and I write down exactly what I do and why I do it at the time I do it. So when they ask me 3-4 years later, 2 years later, why I did what I did, no problem. I know why I did what I did. And I file on time. And all of our sales tax are paid. But the state of Missouri came after us. And they were brutal. They threatened us. They threatened us with liens, and when you back me into a corner, there's no place for me to go except coming out swinging. And I said, here's what I'm going to do. Now, Sun Tzu says, in the Art of War, you know, surprise. That's not what I do. I let these parasites, these government parasites, know exactly what I was going to do. I told them they would be tried in the media. I would expose them for the corruption. And they had no jurisdiction. I said, prove it. You say that we owe this money? Prove it. Show me. I'm interested in seeing. Who are our accusers? Mrs. Finelli suggested that that I behave nicely when I meet with these people. I suggested that she wait in the lobby. Here's how I look at it. You know that smiling, sweet gal behind the real high countertop that you can't jump over? That's there for a reason. That's because I believe that people would want to jump over and meet out their frustrations on the people they see who are trying to attack and steal your property. I look at them all the same. I look at the top guy who tells them, here are your marching orders, go get revenue from the little people. Go get revenue from the villagers. I look at them all as the same. Because the secretary, the receptionist, they're all taking a paycheck. And they're all, you know, I got to do this job. I have to do this job because if I don't do what they say, I'll lose my job. So I have to beat up the villagers. So they're all the same. The guy who says, go beat up the villagers. Go get revenue. The guys who sit behind the keyboards and send out these threatening letters. The attorneys. All of them. All of these people who work in these offices, these government extraction offices, these terroristic offices, these people who issue these terroristic threats, these financial threats against we the villagers, I look at them all the same. And am I going to be nice? Are you kidding me? When someone threatens to steal my farm, am I going to be nice? Am I going to play nice? Am I going to say, well, maybe if we just give them half the farm, they'll leave us alone? Maybe if we just give them the driveway. Maybe if we just give them our cars and trucks and tractors and equipment. Maybe if we just give them half of our bank account. How about half of our cows? No way. When I met with senior counsel, I had a penny in my pocket. I didn't pull it out. But the last thing I was going to do, I didn't need to do this, but the last thing I was going to do was pull it out and put it on the conference room table and say, Mr. Sullivan, if all I have to do is give you this penny and have this thing go away, you're not getting it. So, what's happened? I have a letter in front of me. On the upper left-hand corner, it says, Eric R. Greitens, Governor. Then it has Joel W. Walters, Acting Director of Revenue. Then it has Ryan Asbridge, General Counsel. It's got the state seal on it. It's got gold, the gold state seal. We're overpaying for this letterhead. These guys don't deserve gold. Missouri Department of Revenue, General Counsel's Office, and it has their address. Vincent Finelli. Ray, Vincent Finelli versus the Director of Revenue in the case number. Dear Mr. Finelli, I'm going to read you every word of this letter. Dear Mr. Finelli, enclosed, please find a motion to dismiss your appeal with the commission because the Department of Revenue has withdrawn the assessment issued to you. Based on the information received, the department now agrees you are not liable for the amounts assessed by the department in the assessments issued, and they have a date. Now, the next part is amazing. I've never seen anything like this. I apologize for the confusion and any inconvenience this matter may have caused you. The department had limited information about your business activities because your business was not registered for sales tax with the department and has not filed sales tax returns. Really? Therefore, the department sought to confirm whether your business had any sales other than those that are exempt from sales tax under and has section title. I hope this satisfactorily resolves this matter, but please do not hesitate to contact me, and phone number's there, if you have any remaining questions in the future. And it's signed Stephen P. Sullivan. Now, who is he? He's senior counsel for the parasites. They dropped it. These financial perverts, these financial terrorists, dropped the case against Vincent Finelli. Why? Because they're wrong. Did they cause us harm? You bet they did. Did they cause us distress? You bet they did. Now, any further problems that we have with these guys will cost them $1,000 an hour for my time. It's no longer... Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, as a result of this attack, this unprovoked systematic attack on the Finelli family and by the state of Missouri Department of Revenue, I called for an investigation of the Department of Revenue. I sent a copy of a letter to the governor of the state of Missouri, sent a letter to the St. Louis newspaper, the big one in St. Louis, and I sent a copy to our alleged representative, Hannah Kelly, our alleged state representative. And I'm looking forward to seeing whether any of these individuals respond. If they don't, I'll report it. If they do, I'll report it. And I'm so angry. I'm so angry at what these thugs have done to us, these threats that have been leveled to us. I decided that we need to have a bill put before our alleged representatives. And that bill needs to say that, just like one sentence, this is a simple bill. There is no personal property tax in the state of Missouri. So if you buy equipment, if you buy a thing, if you buy a car, and you've already paid tax on it to get it, and you've paid sales tax to get it, and you've paid tax on your income to earn the income to save to buy that thing, whatever it may be, and then the state of Missouri wants to tax you in perpetuity for keeping that particular item or items, it needs to stop right now. So this one sentence bill of no personal property tax needs to be passed in Missouri, as well as other states. And I'm going to call on our alleged representatives to bring this bill up. And I'm going to say either they introduce this bill or they're with the enemy. Either they're with us or they're with the enemy. Either bring this bill and pass this bill that the personal property tax stops right now, or they're against us and we need to fire every single one of them. That's what I'm going to do. And class, no more tipping. You don't tip anybody anymore. You go to a restaurant, no tips. You give a gift if you choose to. And you tell them it's a gift. It is not a tip. You're not tipping them because tips are taxable. Up to $14,000 in gifts per year are tax exempt by the IRS. Their rules. So if you decide that you're going to tip 15-20% or more, whatever you decide to do, it's no longer a tip. It's a gift. And you put a little note. You say, this is not a tip. This is a gift. This is from me to you. Because you're a nice person, I wanted to give you this gift. That's it. Now, it's a gift. And it's exempt from federal taxes. So if I decide I want to give someone a gift for helping me on the farm, as a way of they get trained, they help us while they're learning, and I give them a gift. I'm not paying them. I'm not tipping them. I'm going to give them a gift. And that's what we're going to do. No more tipping. Let's cut the government out. Why? Because they've shown us how evil they are. I'm mounting this campaign against giving the state of Missouri any money. And when I go on the internet and I buy something, and if it says that it's in the state of Missouri, and I have to pay sales tax on it, I shop someplace else. I'm doing everything I can to eliminate, legally, the paying of the state of Missouri any tax revenue on sales. I will buy it used. I'll buy it from a person. I'll trade for it. I'll buy it out of state. And there's no tax due on things that I use for the farm. And I'm not paying it. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed that they put us through the meat grinder. But they did say they were sorry. And they did yield. They did yield. But it took a long time. It took months of pure torture. And these guys are terrorists. And I have no respect for any of them. Top to bottom. We need to disband the Department of Revenue. Top to bottom. Everybody needs to be fired. And they say, you know, the secretaries and the little people that work there, fire them too. Clean house. Clean house. Get rid of them all. Start over. With maybe just a couple percent of them. John Reagan? Boy, I'm grumpy. I'll tell you what, these steroids I'm on are making me really grumpy. And maybe it's a good thing. Because I'm not taking it anymore. I'm not taking it from anybody anymore. I don't care who they are. When they're wrong, they're wrong. And I'm going to let them know. If they're grumpy in stores, I'm going to tell them and I'm going to leave.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're...
Take my... When you go to the season, for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John, one last thing about me being grumpy. Well, I'm working on version 1.3 of Italian beef, and I'll post that recipe. It's really quite good. And it requires pepperoncini. Those are pickled peppers. And I add them to the chuck roast that I put in the crock pot. And so I was running out of them, and I thought, I'll go to Sam's Club. They don't have any. I went to the largest Walmart in Springfield, Missouri. They don't have any. So I went to this store called Food for Less. You've probably seen that when you lived in Springfield. Got a great big yellow sign, Food for Less. Pretty big. They had some unusual items in there. And I went in there, and sure enough, they had a gallon jug, but it was about $11 with tax. And I refused to spend $11 for something that should cost maybe $7. So on the way out there, this like greeter guy there, and he hands you the card on the way in. And I was just waiting for him to say, did you find everything okay? And I would have leveled this at him, and I would have said, are you kidding me? The only difference that I see between you guys and Jesse James is the gun. You know, I'm really getting annoyed, and I'm starting to speak out even more than usual about things I don't like, John. So I just wanted to share that with you. And maybe when I get off these steroids in a couple more weeks, you know, I'll return to something a little more like the old Vin Finelli. But right now I'm enjoying these fights. I really am. Back to you, John.
Well, 25 years ago, it was a Friday. And the reason I know that is because 25 years ago tomorrow was a Saturday. And what made that Saturday different? So I got up real early that morning. I was living in Houston, traveled to Beaumont to the graduation ceremonies of Lamar University to watch Becky dance across stage to get her bachelor's degree. That afternoon, we returned to Houston, and she got her MRS. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow is our 25th anniversary. It's been a 25-year honeymoon. I don't know any better way of describing that. And if it weren't for the wonderful person she is, I wouldn't be able to do what I do here on air.
All right, that's absolutely true, because she and you have a well-oiled marriage, well-oiled machine, and you support each other's efforts and opinions and decisions. And you work on things together. It's really great. And so my thanks go out to Rebecca as well for her willingness to support you in your endeavor for the writings and the teachings and the time that you spend on the road traveling and educating people who would miss your insights. I think it's wonderful. And I, as well, am fortunate because Mrs. Finelli supports my interests and my efforts, and of course, it's reciprocal. And, you know, John, they say opposites attract. I think it's absolutely nonsense. I think you have to have a spouse of the same socioeconomic values, of a similar pursuit of education, a similar set of values, morals, ideals, ethics. And I think I learned last weekend about a young couple. They met each other and about a year ago. So they met each other, fell in love, and it was just bliss in their minds. 6 months later, they got married. Our son went to the wedding. They're just in love. Everything was wonderful. About a week ago, she says to him, I'm paraphrasing, got some decisions to make where you're going to live because you're out of here. The wedded bliss is over. She threw him out. The lease was in her name. He has a brand new, very expensive truck that they could afford. He had a good job. He lost his job because he can't live where they were living. She gave him a couple hours to get his stuff out. That was before she cleaned out the bank accounts, took all the money, all the savings. He's penniless. Lost his job. Lost his house. Lost his wife. Because, well, she wasn't quite sure when she married him. But now, she's sure that she didn't want to marry him. So, to take a page out of my mother's book, my mother said, you know what, and this was almost 40 years ago. She said, you know what, just live in sin. This is my mother. My mother said, she didn't quite say it that way, but what she said was, if you're not sure, don't get married. Live together and see if it works out. If it doesn't work out, you can walk away. Now, my page would be, never get married in the eyes of the state. Just declare yourself married. Just have some witnesses, some friends over. Do whatever you want. Don't put the money into that great big wedding. Save the money, put it into property or something important for your future. Declare yourself married. Keep the state out of it. Because once you get that marriage license, that's when you're married. Not you get the marriage license and you go to church and you have this big formal thing and you think that's when you get married, I do, and all that. No, you got married when you got the license. Weeks before. Make sure you fully understand who you're marrying. And you know what? You might decide that it was a good thing to live with that person for a short time and not get married. Or you might decide, yeah, you know what? It really is a good idea. And then just declare yourself married. John, do you have any thoughts on that?
That would take more time than what we have left.
Okay, back to you.
Let's skip down under hour two to the real inflation. And this is research out of Devonshire Research Group that says true inflation is three times higher than officially reported. And I'm sure this comes as no surprise for many of you, especially those that are on Social Security. The government has these made-up indices like the Consumer Price Index that was designed to lower the amount of increases that Social Security recipients, military retirees, and even current military and civil service workers receive. The problem is when you understate inflation, you are overstating GDP. So this GDP growth that you see is not nearly as good as they say it is, and even on the face of it, it's not good already. There's another article we didn't get to in hour one called Sideways Income, and that shows how since the 70s, income for most people in real terms based on these phony indexes essentially has not grown. Your purchasing power back then is the same as now unless you were making really good income back then, six-figure income back then, bought a whole lot more than today. Somebody making $100,000 now has a purchasing power of $200,000. And if you're above that, it gets even better for you. But for, you know, those of us in the, you know, more normal income range, sideways. However, if you take into account this research, that sideways is no longer sideways. It becomes negative. And even those that were what we would call the upper class, not the wealthy, over this time frame, that might force their increase to go sideways. So this article really is a little bit bigger news than what it says. Of course, I don't expect this to be reported on in the official media because it doesn't help the powers that be push their agenda. Vincent?
Let me add a dot to this. I wanted to buy a vise for our barn. And I wanted to buy either 5 or 6 inch vise, you know, so we can repair equipment in the barn. And so I got on the internet and I looked at vises, and you can get them. $40, $45, $50, $60. And I was interested in what they were made with, and I typed in the exact vices I looked up on the internet, and I typed in reviews and opinions. And they're made in China. Most of the vices that are made, I'm talking about a bench vice class. Most of the vices are made in China. And people would say, yeah, you know, they turn the handle and it broke. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a cast iron vice? You turn the handle or the lever and it breaks in half because they're so flimsy. And I found this of all kinds of vices, regardless of the brand, a lot of them are made in China. And I looked at the weight and 29 pounds. So I found a guy on Craigslist, and he had a vise, and it was a 5-inch vise. And I asked him if he'd weigh it for me. Called him up. Called me right back. He said it weighs 59 pounds. I paid $65 for this used vise. Used. It's probably 40 years old. It's got some dings and dents in it, but it weighs 59 pounds. And it will probably last a couple lifetimes if it doesn't get rusted. What I'm saying is, when you talk about inflation, the vices today weigh half of what they used to weigh, half the materials in them. The cost is probably the same as it was, but the quality isn't there. And so what I'm finding, John Reagan, is that I'm not even looking for new things. I'm looking for vintage things. Vintage things that were heavier, better, more durable, made with copper instead of some other copper-plated material. I'm talking about quality. The quality is going down, and the durability is going down, and I look at that as part of inflation. So not only are the prices different, but the quality is different. The durability is different. And even if you're buying a ceiling fan, you might be better off buying a gently used ceiling fan from somebody than a brand new one that's made in China. Think about that. Think about that, class. That's where we are right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just want to make sure that I'm very clear on this. I believe in being nice. I believe in being pleasant. But not when someone's trying to steal your property. When they're trying to take things that you've worked hard for, generations of your family have worked hard for things, they're trying to steal it from you, and they're a bunch of parasites. It's war. It's war. Okay? I'm not going to be nice when people are trying to do that to me. I'm not going to be nice to politicians who are trying to steal from me. But everyone else, absolutely, I'll be nice to. And I'll help them any way I can. Back to you, John Reagan.
The last article in our Hour 2, Fahrenheit 451, that refers to a novel written by Ray Bradbury and later became a movie in 1966. And what's happening today in California, we have colleges removing books from their library. They list UC Berkeley in particular, removing 135,000 books from its library, claiming that by digitizing the books, library space can be reused for meeting rooms and nap pods for the poor little snowflakes. And this really, if you haven't seen the movie, books became illegal. The firemen would come out, take the books, and burn them. And as it says in this article, many of these books have been destroyed. When you have the digitized versions, they can be modified to in any way, any manner that they so desire, and they can also remove access or even delete the book. It's kind of a scary point in history when we have universities going to this level of control of knowledge, Vincent.
Okay, so John, someone goes to the dollar store, pays a dollar plus tax and gets a can of spray paint. Goes into a library, takes his red spray paint, and just walks down the aisle where the books are and just puts a one line, just walks forward and sprays to the side a red stripe on 200 books. Or one book. That would be considered a crime. Destruction of public property, if it's a public library. Destruction of public property. That's just putting a red stripe. Does it affect the reading of the book? No. We're talking about the physical destruction, the burning, the destroying of public property by a bunch of thugs who we've hired to represent our interests. Those people need to be arrested and tried for destruction of public property. They need to be jailed temporarily, await trial, convicted, and imprisoned for stealing from us. That's what we're talking about, John. This is nap pods, really? So people can, so you can take a nap? That's not what a library was never designed for, going to take a nap. Never. Meeting rooms, that's an afterthought. Libraries were designed for researching facts and information and studying and quiet and learning. They weren't designed for public meetings, but that's what they've become. Places for meetings. They've been napping. Are you kidding? If you're tired, stay home. John, this angers me. I mean, it really angers me because it touches a nerve. I fought against this when I was a computer consultant. I said, are you kidding? You want to put all this information on the computers and let some guys in California run the lessons? And they want to change who won what war and why and change what happened in history, change it with some keystrokes, and now it's universal. Everybody gets the same wrong information now. Are you kidding? It's hard to change books. That's why they want to get rid of them. John, is that correct?
Yeah, and blockchain is going to do the same thing for privately owned books.
Makes me sick. Makes me sick. And what we've done here at our farm, thousands and thousands and thousands of books. If we don't have 5,000 books here at our farm, I'll be very surprised. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us, for helping us, teaching us, and all of your hard work. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.